Delicious. That's the word that we used last time when we had this crew in here. So we have three people in here this time, not two. First, we have Stephen Halko-Sheehan. Thank you and welcome back.
Thank you.
We've got Robert Chilman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Those are the two men with the Marshall Community Rib Cook-Off, and they brought a guest with them, and that's Robin Ryan Lambert from McKinney Vento. And if you don't know what that is, we'll tell you, and it's all connected. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. We promote a lot of things that are happening, you know, say coming up this weekend, happening tomorrow. And I wanted to do a follow-up and see what exactly happened, how well you did, and where all the money goes. I think people would like to know because this is a great story. Stephen, if you could very quickly tell our listeners about what the Community Rib Cook-Off did in Marshfield and when it was.
It was held Saturday, September 11th at the fairgrounds. We had a record crowd of between 1,800 and 1,900 people. We've raised $23,000, which will be distributed out to four beneficiaries. The McKinney Vento Foster Care is one of them. Marshfield Food Pantry is another. Marshfield Facts is the third. And the North Community Church Adult and Youth Mission will also benefit from it.
That's great. And Robert Chilman, tell me a little bit about how many years you've been doing this and how did this idea get started?
I think 4 or 5 years, Stephen, that right. I've been doing this. And as I recall, basically Stephen invited me to it and said that this will be something that you do forever. So it is a forever cause, a wonderful event. And actually, Stephen should tell you how it started, because it's really kind of an interesting story.
Well, it's the 13th year that we're running it, and it all started with kind of a joke. While we're on a mission trip in Mississippi in a way to raise money and give back to the community. And it's gone from being kind of a joke to something that is quite entertaining, a lot of fun, and becoming a premier event on the South Shore.
Well, you say premier event, you're talking 1,800 to 1,900 people showed up because they want to support you, they want to smell those good ribs cooking, and they want to vote, I guess, on, you have judges,
yes.
Vote on who makes the best ribs on the South Shore. Now, when all is said and done, you've got some great money to donate to local charities. One of these, Robin, I have to say, until I met you, I never heard of McKinney Vento, and for people that have not, I want you to let our listeners know what you do and how this came about.
So the McKinney Vento program is a program that offers educational stability to students who are homeless and in foster care. This is a population of students who have the highest dropout rate of any subgroup that goes to school. So offering them educational stability in any way that we can when they are either in a shelter that might be in another town or doubled up with a relative due to economic hardship, we offer them the opportunity to stay enrolled in their district of origin. And then I also try to raise awareness and answer any need that would come up for these students, whether it's clothing or they want to be part of a sports group or have any kind of programming throughout the summer.
And isn't it true with sometimes with kids, especially at the age when they might need help with, say, joining a sports program, getting a uniform, getting involved, some small thing like that can make the difference between doing well, staying in school and continuing, or just kind of giving up. A lot of things that many of us take for granted, you can help fill in those gaps. Am I correct by saying that?
That's absolutely correct. That it helps these kids feel more connected to their community and know that people really care.
And you know what? And I was surprised when we talked a little bit off air because I was thinking, how many kids in Marshall? I mean, it's a pretty affluent town. I know not everybody's super wealthy, but it seems like it's mostly middle class. There's more kids here that are dealing with this, I think, than people would be aware of.
Yes. Presently, our numbers run between 60 and 80, but a couple of years ago, they were as high as 130 students met the criteria for homelessness.
Okay, so what are some of the things? Do you help out with medical things? I mean, what are some of those other things that people with good health insurance might not think twice about?
So, for instance, we had a mom who was raising her daughter, and, you know, they just were into kind of like this financial situation where she couldn't afford to get insulin for her daughter, and of course that's not something that can wait. Mm-hmm. So I was able to reach out to people within the community, and we were able to raise enough money to cover her for, I believe, something like 6 or 9 months, which allowed the mom to get a little bit of time to fill out the insurance papers and, you know, not worry about her daughter's health. But along with that, we also, you know, we had one student who he was his health was really at risk, and but he they didn't have any money for a bike, so I reached out to a local church, and the parishioners there donated money, and we got the student a bike, and I want to say he lost somewhere like around 60 or 70 pounds. He went out and rode that bike every mm-hmm. single day, mm-hmm. and again, that made him feel better about himself when he was going into school, and you know, and he could do a lot more as well.
So this has got to keep you busy probably year-round, not just during the school year. I see the laughter. You're thinking, oh, maybe like 7 days a week, you're probably getting requests for help or advice. Or
yeah, and believe it or not, this is supposed to be like a part-time job. I say that in quotes. This is a 21-hour-a-week job, but I love it. I absolutely love it, and I do not mind getting calls at 7 o'clock at night. We had a fire a couple weeks ago, and I have a family who was displaced, and they're in a hotel nearby. But I've run over to the hotel to pay nightly, just, you know, trying to make sure that they're going to stay put. They can mm-hmm. stay there. They have two young children, and we're working on getting them an apartment again.
Tell me what kind of response that you get when you've been able to help out a family, and maybe they get back on their feet, and maybe some of those kids that were in that family are a little bit older now. What kind of response? Do they remember you? Do they come back and say, hey, that was a big impact on my life?
They do. You know, every now and then I actually get a random text, and I'll have pictures of mm-hmm. the children, whether they're in camp or they're talking about something, and they're saying, thank you, Robin, for doing this. And it always, you know, I just have tears in my eyes. But one particular student who was homeless was giving back even while she was homeless. I had run an enrichment program after school, and she was one of my high school volunteers that wanted to come and work one-on-one with elementary students who were struggling. So even amid her circumstances, she was already giving back.
Tell our listeners again the name of your program, how they can find out more about it, and how they can donate to your program.
So the name of the program is the McKinney Vento Program of Marshfield, and anyone could send a check in to the central office at 76 South River Street, mm-hmm. as long as it's addressed to either me, Robin Ryan Lambert, or it could be addressed just to central office. As long as the check is written out to the McKinney Vento program, it will go right into, we do have a nonprofit account with the town.
That's terrific. And Stephen Halko-Sheehan, what do you folks, after you raise money with this barbecue rib cook-off, what do you folks get out of it, giving the money to a great group like this?
I always say it's sheer joy and pleasure. It's nice to be able to work with organizations that you know are having an effect in the community. And I think that's important, because our DNA of the Rib Cook-Off has always been to be involved in the community, give back to the community, because it is, as you know, as we've talked about, you know, it's a pretty much a middle-class community, but not without its problems. Okay. And when you look at things like youth and drugs and youth who are homeless and the food pantry, those are all really good causes, and they all kind of weave together for us, and that's why we think it's important.
And Robert Chelman, you said Stephen talked you into joining this group. What would you tell other people who are thinking, I think I'd like to help out too? What do you get out of it?
Well, I think, as always, it may sound trite, but when you give to other people and do what you believe to be good, it just comes back 100-fold. Mm-hmm. But it was a real thrill, and I'm trying not to be emotional about this, to see the time, effort, and energy, and the result that came from that, and the passion of people like Robin. But there was a great many people behind this event, brought to it their talents and yeah. gifts and just generosity. It's just an amazing experience.
That's great. And one more quick question I want to ask you. Who won the Rib Cook-Off, Stephen?
All right, so it was a group from Wakefield called Fire for Effect. And you should know that there are three veterans, two who served in Afghanistan and some of the most dangerous provinces there recently. Never done it before. Borrowed a smoker, hauled it down from Wakefield, had a blast. They're coming back next year. They're bringing their army of friends, as they called it. And looking forward to
Sounds like an invasion.
Yeah, it'll be an invasion from Wakefield.
And it'll be the Marshfield Fairgrounds again.
Yes.
And September 10th.
Correct.
We'll have you back in here before then to promote that. But we want to thank you for joining us today. Again, Stephen Halko-Sheehan, you're with the Marshfield Community Rib Cook-Off. Robert Chelman, we thank you too. And Robin Ryan Lambert, tell us one more time, if people want to donate to McKinney Vento, how can they do that?
They can send a check into the central office at 76 South River Street, and they can write the check to the McKinney Vento program. Thank you so much.
And again, that's here in Marshfield, 02050. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get this whole interview up online, too. Appreciate that.
Great.